Well, good morning, humanity. It is December 4th, 2023, and it is the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning. This is Bev.
Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Paul.
And good morning, all of our listeners around the world.
Yes.
And in other galaxies far, far away.
Ooh.
Hey, we're going to talk about questioning the narrative. You know, what, you know, I was watching a lot of stuff, a lot of TikTok, a lot of information out there these days. And it just came to mind about how it's time to really look at the narratives we have on everything from politics to societal norms to health and life as a whole, how we live our life, you know, and. It's such an opportune moment to investigate our narrative and see what are other possibilities out there. And so, you know, with this whole social media just is exploded now. And it's exploded us being able to get the message of BioTouch, which to us, as we're going to share here, really can help you feel a sense of what is it, inner knowing? Well, we call it self-awareness,
right?
You know, to be able to change the narrative. And so we're going to start it by again reading our vision statement: to encourage all people to take responsibility, well, that's changing the narrative, for their own health care, empower them to assist others, and create a community of people worldwide dedicated to service, self-awareness, and recognizing the equality of all humanity, thus forming a chain which shall go on indefinitely.
Well, there you go. It's already there.
And it's been there
already
for 35
written.
Years.
It's already there, that vision. And it's really the vision that a lot of humanity is beginning to, you know, kind of blip into. I mean, the language is changing, social media, of course, which has been kind of equated to the nervous system of the planet, the whole web, you know? And so here we are exchanging and experiencing each other's daily living. And you know, it's an amazing thing. I had a teacher once that told us, if you don't like the way things are going in your little universe, speak a different language and change it. Right. Well, that sounds very easy. And it made sense to, if I don't like what's going on, here's the thing we get to remember. We have the power to change it.
Yes.
It's not something outside of ourselves. We have the power to change the narrative and to, you know, do something different. And that's true of each of us individually and as a group called humanity. And that's what we're going to address, all those old paradigms.
And so, you know, if we're just talking right now, how does BioTouch help with that? You know, one of the main things is there's no thought system behind it. You know, it's about building relationship. It's that inherent desire all of us have as human beings to want to help another human being who's suffering. That's inherent in us. It's inherent. Love is inherent in us. And your good old friend Bruce Lipton, what does he tell us?
Well, you know, he was telling us the same thing. And this is why when I heard that little aha moment of his, we both went, oh my God, he's talking about BioTouch, because he said the same thing. You can change the story. You can change the narrative in your body. You can go to, and where you change it is at the cellular level, okay? And you change it with love. Now, and that's exactly what we're talking about. And I thought, well, that's what BioTouch does. Those two fingers in that loving touch on the body, it can change the story at the cellular level. I mean, oh my gosh, it's already here.
Right, and it's simple. To change the story is, you're not talking about a lot of gyrations. To change the narrative of health and well-being. It's not a lot of gyrations. It's about having some system, we'll call it, called BioTouch, that helps you get in touch with your own story. What is your story? What does your body need? And then to go out and do the research. And there's more. That's why we don't recommend or diagnose. There's more than enough information out there.
Oh, yeah.
We just give you the power to go within yourself so that you can change the narrative based on what you need. I mean, we have narratives that I don't know how many times I've met people who were nothing but whole living foods, total vegetarians, and they were sick as a dog, you know?
Yes.
And after they had a little bit of meat, we'll call it a Big Mac, they felt
Yeah.
great, you know? And yet, the other end of it, people who are nothing but meat and potato eaters, all of a sudden start desiring bananas or broccoli, you know, that they'd never were aware of before.
I in that self-awareness that BioTouch promotes, what it's doing is just it helps us to listen in a new way to our bodies. It helps us to have we call it a relationship of healing, and it's just not two people practicing it. It's the relationship with the person themselves and the body. Because what has happened is it's like we're onlookers. Over time, we have been programmed that, oh, here, I have a body, but I'm over there looking at it. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just letting somebody else mess with it. BioTouch says, no. In that self-awareness, you get to participate in the healing process with me, the
Correct.
body. And that is, wow,
That's
powerful.
empowering. Yeah, that's the transformative aspect
Yep.
of what we're talking about here. And then, you know, you use what's needed for you. You know, you no longer go, like as Bev was just saying, you no longer go to the doctor and just, oh, A, B, C, and D. Oh, I have this number on my blood count. Therefore,
Yeah.
statistically, I need this particular drug, right?
Right.
Instead of, well, does my body really need that? Sometimes you do. Sometimes the body
Sometimes
is
you do.
shut down a little bit where that drug takes you out of it for a while. But then by incorporating something like BioTouch or any technique where you're giving the message of love, you know, it's not like you might have to stay on that drug forever, but you start to know, and then you start to dialogue with your healthcare practitioner, and
Yes.
you have a discussion. It's no longer, oh, I only have 10 minutes. You know, you find that the healthcare practitioner that wants to work with you.
And you become the researcher, and you become, you get to, you're having a relationship with your body again. And this is what we say in the vision statement, taking responsibility for your own health care.
And
You
then
know?
creating a chain which shall go on indefinitely, the equality
Right.
of all humanity. It does not matter what part of the planet you live in. Or on. I don't know if it's
Right.
in or on.
In on.
That body's the same. We all were given this incredible machinery we call a body that has this whole mechanism that I understand a very minute part of it. And it's all the same. We all function the same way. So, what is it that divides us? Just thought systems. You know, just. You know, ancient thought systems and
Yes.
DNA
Yes.
and this book and that book. And BioTouch has a chance to change the narrative that we truly are all the same. Really, it's really true.
I think that's really a big agenda in this ne in what's happening in humanity as a group. We individually, there are many people who are having this awareness that, wait a minute, we've never been separated, and we really are connected as one. That is a really heavy duty thought, but it is permeating many brains and minds right now around the planet. And so this is the revolution that's starting. And what we know, BioTouch is part of that revolution. It's a revolution of love, as we've maintained for a very long time. There's nothing else going on but love. And we don't know what that word means, but it embraces and holds something higher than what we have experienced. And this is what is where we're heading. I believe it. And BioTouch is a way that we can get in touch
In
with
touch.
that innate sense of ourselves, that love
And
nature.
I think that's the key that we keep trying to bring up. You don't have to, as Bev said, you don't have to know what love is or define it or experience it. But we do know that biotouch, in that light touch on the body like a butterfly, is an expression. It's putting that love into action without a belief system. There's no
Right.
thought here. There's no bringing in and centering yourself. There's no having to be an all-kind, loving person. Do you know anybody on the planet that exists like that? You know, we all have all different parts of ourselves, or we couldn't perceive these wars. We couldn't perceive killings. We couldn't perceive those things if they weren't within ourselves. And so the beauty of BioTouch is we can now begin to accept all of these parts of ourselves. It's part of the human experience, but we don't have to be directed by them. We can be
Right.
directed by that gentle little touch that's just saying, I love you. I love you. Just simple.
Just simple. What you were talking about is those old paradigms, those old narratives that we have, my gosh, we've all agreed on. And when you've got that 6 billion people agreeing on something, well, it's hard to change that narrative. But this is what's happening. It's time to change the narrative, and much of humanity is sensing that. And so you and I know that, you've been holding this for 35 years. The last, I don't know how many years I've been helping you, this wonderful board that we have. And we already know that we are here waiting, just waiting to give this gift that already belongs to you. We're gifting this, what? It is your claim. It's your birthright.
Yeah,
BioTouch is your birthright.
I just had a lady call me today, who had listened to Deborah talk. It was an angel on her angel book, but her first part was about BioTouch, and she bought the book, BioTouch Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips, and read it, got inspired, went online, downloaded the first 10 pages for free, and she's, you know, as she said, I practice a lot of other energy modalities. But something caught her and inspired her to want to learn this. And she wants to apply it with her husband, and was able to do it just with that little book. You know, and she learned these other modalities. And I said, well, that's why we don't really call ourselves an energy modality or put ourselves into this. You know, we're really about touching another human being on the skin. And for her to be able to just do it immediately, she showed all the conditions we can work with to her husband, and he goes, good old male mind, well, how the hell do they do that? And she was able to say to them, I don't think they know.
Oh, I love that.
You
She
know,
gets it.
we don't know. We just know only because we've experienced it time and time again. That light touch has an effect. As we're talking about with Bruce Lipton, obviously, truly, just that simple light touch with no other intention than just touch and letting love do its job, the body will follow. It
Well, the
just
body
seems to
knows.
follow, you
The
know?
body knows.
And so, you know, our goal is to get this out to you, you know, and what was beautiful talking to her, and I've had a few calls this week, to say to people, just try this. Call us if you have more questions. We're here for you. We can Zoom with you. We can, you know, we just want to get this into your family. Yes, if you can give us the $18 and get the ebook, that's great. And if you can't afford it, we'll get it to you anyhow. You know, I have this sense, it's a new narrative. It's
It
sharing
is.
healing work without a string. There's no string to it. And people say they're still, you know, decades later, well, there's got to be a string in here. There's got to be a gimmick here somewhere. There's a string. You're hiding something, but we're not.
No, we're not. And I think BioTouch is here and has been because the timing is right for it to stimulate the new stories, the new narrative. And one of the biggest, baddest ones is how much money it costs to be healthy in this country. And as you and I both know, that even goes to some of those alternative community things that are being put out there. So BioTouch is we're it's breaking down all the barriers. One of them is the thought form, as you were saying earlier, that in order to have good health care, you got to pay big bucks. Well, we believe that everybody is innately birthright is to be healthy and happy and loved, and period.
Right. And you can't charge for that birthright. And that's in the book Deborah wrote too when she asked me about that. How can you charge people for something that you already possess? I mean, that's, it never made sense to me.
And what was
So,
your answer?
yeah,
What
I
was your
can't even
answer?
remember.
I remember what you said. How can you charge for the truth?
Right, there you go. So, we're trying to give this away to you. Let us know how we can help you learn BioTouch. Again, you can download the first 10 pages, doesn't cost you anything at justtouch.com. We do have a practitioner training live in person if you're here in Tucson or the area around here. Eileen is doing an in-person class December 9th and 10th, 9 a.m. to 4:30. 10 CE credits available, massage therapists, nurses, and doulas. And our next big workshop at the end of the month, PTSD. With Jody Scott of Sierra Sage Herbs, and we're looking forward to hearing what she has to say. And then again, if you have a question, email us. We'll get back to you definitely within 24 hours. And if you need personal help, we're here to answer your questions. We just want to make this as easily accessible as possible. We are changing the narrative in how to get healing work to the masses of humanity. That is our goal and our responsibility
And our vision.
and our vision.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're going to play for you a little bit of the ditty by Horace Barnes, and I just want to go over these key words because it's changing the paradigm. It's changing
Yep.
the narrative. When I'm touching you and you're touching me, it's a simple thing to do. It's a natural way to be.
Love is a natural way to be,
It
isn't it?
doesn't get any more profound than that. We thank Horace for his song, and we'll play a little bit of this while we say that we'll see you all next week.
Have a great week.
Thanks, Bev.
Thank you, Paul.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be. I know this to be true. It happens to me and you in the middle of the day. Energy just fades away. Down the line, we realize we can re-energize, feeling better in the end with attention from a friend. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.